Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Can we be real? Hello. Hi, Simon. How are you?
I'm great. We're good.
Let's just talk
glasses
over each
off
other.
In the hands. Why are we taking the glasses off to talk?
I don't know.
Is that a statement?
Yeah.
Even the way that you're holding them is very... regal.
A joking, yes. Sometimes they're a character. The glasses are a character sometimes.
Is there a big statement about to happen here? Because
no.
I mean, I imagine you take your glasses off when you know when people take their glasses off to tell you something,
you think,
oh, fuck, this is serious.
That's what I mean. They're still sort of new to me, so I do take on characters with them quite a bit at home. You know, I whip them off, I whip them back on.
You put them on your nose.
I put them on the end of my nose. I put them on the top of my head. I gesture with them. I go, where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Like that to make the kids laugh. Makes me laugh to do it anyway. Make the cats laugh if the kids aren't around. You know, it's just, they become a character. They become a prop.
How do you feel about people? I mean, it's more of a sunglasses thing to do, but how do you feel about people that put their sunglasses on their head?
I am one of those people.
No, you can't be.
Why?
Because Sammy Lucas, when I moved to Sydney, told me that that's very bogan to do that.
Of course it is. Well, have we met? One of the things
I started doing it somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. Like the bloody, and she was like, oh, mate, you can't be doing that.
I love Sammy Lucas so much. I mean, Sammy Lucas, you know, goes to New York.
Doesn't she?
All the time.
She's fucking fancy.
I love her so much. She's just a fancy bogan. It always makes me laugh when I see someone in a photo with their glasses on their head. There's something about that that just makes me laugh. Sunnies on your head. Good on you.
It's always a dad?
No. When it's a woman with her sunnies on her head in a photo, oh, fuck, makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Sunnies on your head. Good on you, girl. Yeah, it's funny.
Totally.
What about men with sunnies on the back of their neck? Oh, God, that's bad.
What about those sunnies that have like a band that goes around the back?
Oh, shit. But I can't come at it. I've tried to wear them at home with a chain on it. I'm like, I can't. I just can't.
I feel like that's in your 70s or 80s when you're on a chain. I think in your 50s on a chain is not.
But I keep losing them around the house. I haven't got my cool glasses today because I've lost them in the house. So I'm whipping my glasses around, all of which takes me to happy birthday to my nan.
Your nan?
My nan. It was my nan's birthday during the week.
She's still with us.
Yeah, you thought she'd be dead, didn't you?
Yeah.
I know. It's fun.
Well, I'm just doing the math here.
Yeah.
Because we spoke to your mum recently on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
She's 70?
73.
So your nan.
My nan, who is my dad's mum.
Is.
Lorna, up in Queensland still.
is 90?
99.
Fuck, she's about to get a letter from the Queen.
I know, how exciting. The King these days. Unless the Queen, queen just jotted, you know, tore some off and left them in her drawer for after she was dead. I believe she'll get a letter from the King next year.
How crazy.
And she's so healthy. She's just like,
really?
Oh my Christ, whirling around, still lives by herself in her house, doesn't use a walker or any of that shit. Just still.
So, okay, so this is what's wild. So these are your genetics, right?
Exactly.
Which means that she's still going, living in her own home.
Yeah.
You're only halfway.
Exactly what I said.
You're only halfway.
Exactly what I said.
And she's still going, so you don't know if you're even halfway yet.
That's what I assume I'm not. I just said to everyone, oh, well, guys, I'm not even halfway.
But is that good or bad? Because that means that you've got to work a lot. Because, I mean, how do you fill up 50 years of finance? Sorry to bring it back to finance again.
Oh, gosh, what a pessimistic view.
No, but, like, fucking 50 years.
It's expensive. It's fine.
I mean,
my superannuation's pretty healthy. Like
for 50 years,
yeah, I reckon. I think it's fine.
I don't think for 50 years you can.
It's fine. Like
50 years,
and we've already discussed. I'm planning to move into the retirement village behind the golf course.
No,
at
but
some
she's,
stage,
she's so. Living in her own house.
Yeah, but I don't want to live in her house. Okay. I don't know. I don't know why she lives in that house, because it's not like it's a nice house. It's too big for her. It's a 3-bedroom house,
but she can handle it.
I don't know why she bothers. Like, but you know, I kind of do know, because here's the interesting thing. She's lived in 3 houses in her 99 years of life. 3 houses.
Yeah.
Her parents' house. Then she married my granddad.
Mm.
They moved into their house in Edith Street in Toowoomba.
Yep.
That's where my dad grew up. Then my granddad died in 1982. And then she married a bloke from the church, Vince. Vince lived in a house half a block away. Like at the end, you could see Vince's house from her house in Edith Street. You could walk to the end of her driveway and wave at Vince. And his wife had died not long before. So they thought, let's do it. Let's hook
up.
Totally,
yeah.
So she moved to Vince's house. That's where she lives today. Vince died years ago, so she wore 2 of them out. And she's still living in Vince's house. So she knows all of her neighbours. Like,
yeah, I guess that's what you'd do though, isn't it? Like, I mean, would you leave Altona now?
Never.
Right.
In a box.
So
I will leave Altona in a box, mate.
Right, so you'll do the same thing. You'll probably just float around in Altona in a few different houses and then, you know.
And then I'll go to the retirement village behind the golf course.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
That's all she's done. So, also, what is she? She's not a boomer. She's a.
She is. What the fuck do they even call her?
Yeah. Because I was thinking.
She gave birth to a boomer. She was the baby boom babes.
So do they even have a name? This breed?
Old fucks. I don't even know. But she, when she used to come up. Or come down, sorry, from Queensland to visit my dad when he was in hospital dying. And he still had a great sense of humour and was still, you know, and I would say to him, this is pathetic. She looks like your daughter.
Yeah.
I used to say to him, look at you. You're crumbling. Everything's just giving
this guy's
up the
dying.
Ghost. Yeah, you're dying. You're crumbling. I said, look at her skipping in. This is pathetic. And you know what he'd say? He was such a he's a very jealous person. And he'd go, oh, she never worked a bloody day in her life. That was his. And I'd go, yeah. And she's also never drunk alcohol.
Yeah.
She never smoked. He didn't smoke. But I was like, you have flogged your body. You have driven it like a rental. She's just a healthy lady, just going about her business. Oh, she never bloody worked in a day in life, never had a job. Well, that's not really. Was it she had to raise you?
But it's a bloody full-time job.
Fair dinkum.
They're called the silent generation.
My Christ, inappropriate. That's... Not silent. Silent? Hardly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're saying something to do with Great Depression, World War II, people were having less kids.
She only had one. They only had one baby. They only had Pop, which is why he was such a spoiled shit.
She's seen so much though, right?
I was going to say, she says the funniest things like, you know, the war years were the best years of my life. I go, okay, I'll keep it down because they weren't for a lot of people.
But why?
I don't know. She was a teenager in the war.
Right. How could that have been good?
Mate, I don't know. She just goes, yeah, it's funny. They were the best years of my life.
But she must look at the world now. Like, she's got such an amazing perspective.
Oh, my God, right?
And is she sharp? Like, is she attacked. So she's across the news and things like that?
Yes.
Right. So what does she – did you talk to her about the world today?
Not really. I mean, not really, because if ever I ring her, like, she's always out. Oh, I'm just out. I can't really talk right now. I'm at the shops. I'm at Clifford Gardens.
Wow.
which is the shopping centre in Toowoomba near her house. Yeah. I'm just out. I can't really talk right now. I'm just going out for lunch.
I love that she's shutting you down.
Always. She's too busy.
She's like, mate, what do you want? And you're like...
She's camp.
Usually grandma's like annoying you.
Yeah. No, she's very busy. She's decided now she doesn't go to church anymore, but she still goes to the lunch after church.
Smart.
I know.
Free lunch, right?
Oh, probably, because she's tight as... Yeah. But she was the youngest of her sisters. So did I tell you this story about when she was in Melbourne one time and we took her and the kids to the museum and they had this museum thing on about... The olden days, basically, and they had this beautiful display of a house. You could walk through it, and it was a house from like 100 years ago. And she was just laughing at one stage, and she goes, "Oh my god, I'm hearing all these people go, oh, imagine living like this. Oh god, I couldn't do it. How do people survive?" And she was like, "I lived in a house like this. Yeah. This was my house when I was a kid, and it was no running water." No electricity.
Toilet at the back.
The toilet out the back, and it was the shit tin toilet where the shit tin man would come and collect the tin once a week, right? It was a job. And carry it on his back to his cart, horse-drawn cart, put the old shit tin full of people's business on the back of the cart and put a new shit tin in the thunder box. And it had then a timber seat on it with a hole in it. And every Saturday, she and her two sisters, it was their jobs to go out and scrub the thunder box clean with bleach. Like, they didn't have to clean the tin itself, but clean the timber insides of it to make it smell fresh every Saturday.
Yeah, wow. Do you remind your kids of these things? Like when they're when they're on their iPads or something. Like,
I mean, right? And they can't even make their beds. When I say to them, throw down your washing, they're like, I'm not even asking you to do your washing. I'm asking you to throw it down the stairs so I can do your washing.
Yeah.
So she was just laughing this day at the museum going, oh, God, I did live in this house.
So you're definitely getting into the 90s.
Oh, babes, I'm going forever.
Potentially 100.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, at least. And I figure with technology and medicine, probably
150.
Done. 150, easy.
I mean, let's get back to the finance chat again.
I'm not worried.
Is your super going to last you for 100 years?
I don't think I live flamboyantly. I think I'll be fine. Like, I do.
You don't live flamboyantly.
No, you're right. I do. Oh. I'm sorry. I do. Sorry, I take that back. I was about to say. Cat biscuits are expensive. The ones I buy are expensive. You're right. I take that back. I am flamboyant. I'm going to have to just keep working. But that's why I like working.
It's fun. Yeah.
Working's fun. And I do
Do you think you'll be podcasting at 99?
You know what? I'll be doing whatever's new. I won't be podcasting because I'll be doing whatever's the latest thing, babes. Oh,
what's
you
that
know me.
Be? AI, bloody.
Oh, babe. Yeah. Whatever's the latest thing, I'll be doing it.
Yeah. OnlyFans.
Ah, for sure. Probably me and my nan. We're doing it together. God bless her. So I said to the kids, we have to get up there next year for Nan's 100th.
Totally. Well, yeah, you have to.
We have to.
Well, what do you mean? As if that's a discussion. You know you're going. Have you booked your flights yet?
No, I haven't.
When is it?
Well, it's just in March. It's March next year. So, yes, I'll get onto her. She'll probably go, oh, I'm doing something with Sue. So, yeah, I don't know. I have to get
always
on
with booking. Sue.
No, it's always different ladies, but I don't know any
so
of
not,
them.
It's not like a...
No, it's Franny. Franny's her neighbour. There's all different ladies. I don't know any of them. And Nodgy, this is so funny. Our Nodgy says to me, she's the Hungarian nana at home. She goes, who are all these friends of your nana? I said, oh, I don't know. They're ladies from church and that. I don't know. And I said, she's lived in the same neighbourhood her whole life. So they're just, I don't know, people around the neighbourhood. She goes, how old are they? I said, I don't know, her age, I suppose. She goes, I don't think so. I don't think they are her age. And I said, why? She goes, they would all be dead.
That is true.
That's what I said. Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's probably lost a lot of friends.
I said, I'm just picturing all the ladies.
Just they keep going.
That were hanging around when I was a kid.
Yeah, no.
I said, oh, my God, you're so right, Nodgy. They would all be dead. Yeah, these would be new friends. I said, yes. My nan would have been through generations of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, the church must just keep pumping out friends for my nan.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Secrets and sparkles. If you have a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, it's as simple as clicking on the link in the bio of this podcast or going to the link on Michelle's Instagram page.
Great.
And sharing your secret, it can be anything, as you've probably heard on this podcast. There's no limits.
I was just thinking, actually, last night, for some reason when I went to bed, in fact, I'll tell you what the reason is, Matthew. I was wondering if you're keeping up with your Femfresh face wash.
Oh, yeah. Are you doing it?
Yes. And because what I was thinking was, what a great secret. I love that. I mean, I love all the secrets, but I liked that someone just rang through with a secret skincare tip for us.
Mm. Yes.
Wash, you know, try Femfresh as face
secret
wash.
Secret with an advantage for the listener.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Here's our first secret.
Hey, guys. I was just listening to your episode about the lady that shared her story about being on meth and having really good sex. And Michelle made a really funny joke about, you know, going to the emergency room and wanking for 25 hours. Mm. And so many people who listen to this is going to know who this is when I tell this story. So I'm so sorry, everyone. But I remember when I came off an antidepressant, it was Lexapro, because all my senses were just back again, I masturbated as a woman for 9.5 hours and ended up in the emergency room with a red raw clit.
Oh,
wow. I don't know who it is.
Wow.
And why would everybody know who that is?
I know. I'm so fascinated by all of this.
Was that a story? Can we Google the red raw clit?
Oh, wow. And ouch. I'm just like,
What would the headline be?
I'm overwhelmed by sensations right now. You know, like I'm just like, oh, there's a lot to it. Unpack, yeah. As Mia Friedman would say.
Well, I mean, the red raw clit really is the
thing
that stands out for me.
That's the headline.
Or is it? I mean, what's the headline for you?
That is the headline for me.
That's the headline. That's the thing that got you.
That's overwhelmed me because I'm like, oh, God, that would be just
painful.
A night. Yeah, just pain. Adding to Matthew's search history, which is brilliant.
Any news stories there that are around the lady that masturbated for 9 hours?
Yeah, nothing that I can find.
If your search history is ever subpoenaed, I mean, I Lord have mercy.
Yeah. Clear your cache, mate.
It's so bad.
Marty Sheargold used to say,
mate, how many times do we get told to clear our fucking cache?
Marty Sheargold used to say, I can't remember the circumstances, but he used to talk about wanting to drill a hole through his laptop and throw it in the river. It could never be, you know, looked into.
Used against him, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, so have we got anything there with the
oh my god.
Yeah. Why is there a bunch of people that would know who this is?
I reckon her friends probably just listen.
Yeah, maybe. Must be.
This is happening a lot actually. I know that there is I think it's a Ray White up on the Gold Coast. Sorry guys, if this is you.
Is this story about Ray White?
Well, no, but this story is not about Ray White, but there's a bunch of girls in an office at Ray White on the Gold Coast who all listen to the podcast.
Right.
And then so they'll come in, I think, on a Tuesday.
Right.
Updated on the podcast and then discuss the podcast at work.
Oh.
Now, I can't imagine what it's like in that Ray White office for the blokes that have got no idea what's going on.
Is this a Ray White clitoris?
I mean. Yeah. I feel like we're a very real estate friendly podcast.
Oh my word.
Yes. LJ Hooker?
Oh yeah, happy with the hooker. absolutely. Yeah. I mean everyone in real estate just working hard out there, working hard for the money.
Mm.
In tough times.
Yeah.
Well,
you get people bump into you now and talk to you about what's going on, don't
absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, in the classic radio style of picking up a conversation midway through, right, as though we're starting the conversation now.
Yeah.
And then later on today or tomorrow, I will definitely get someone say to me, how about that swollen clit?
I love that that's happening to you.
Oh, yeah.
In public. Are your kids around?
Oh, sometimes. Yeah. My mum could be around, could be anywhere. And
it just makes no sense to people.
It's worse when my mum's around because she's just, my kids are just you know, they don't
care.
They're
used to it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, whatever, this will be some shit. But my mum's like, what? What? Who was that? Why did they say that to you? Why did they ask you that? What? And then even if I try and explain, she still doesn't know what a podcast is.
Of course.
No matter how many times, she still doesn't know what I do for work. No matter how many times I show her, she's just like, what? I don't even, what? Why would they ask you that? So please, if you see
keep it going, guys. When you see Michelle in the streets, please keep bringing up the random shit that you hear on this podcast.
No. If I'm a tiny lady with a sort of aggressive bob cut, don't mention it, please.
Aggressive bob cut?
Yeah. You know what I mean. Yeah. An aggressive little bob cut.
Okay.
Don't ask, for the fuck's sake.
How do you file the red raw clitoris?
Oh, be careful. And this is good to know because I'm on Lexapro. So I got to be careful.
What is that?
That's the medication that she stopped taking and did herself a mischief.
Okay.
This is good to know for me.
Yeah. If you this come in and say, I've been in an emergency.
It's not written on the packet. This is not one of the side effects that's written on the packet.
This is our next secret.
Ooh. Hi, guys. I love the show. You guys make my drive to work the best with so many laughs. I was just listening to your fart bombing episode and felt I had to share a silly secret. A few years back, my husband's best friend was going through a rough, messy divorce. And we'd gone to visit him for dinner one night and he was lamenting about a particularly rough day that he'd had dealing with his ex, now ex. And we'd had a few drinks in us and my husband suggested we send her a glitter bomb for her birthday. So we did. It only cost us $20 and promptly forgot about it. A couple of months later, just after her birthday, we got a phone call from the best friend who was in absolute stitches because the ex had received the glitter bomb card and her son had unknowingly opened it because it was addressed to her, had unknowingly opened it in her car and she was livid. That made me laugh for weeks, so I hope you get a kick out of that one too.
Sure did.
In the car.
Yeah. The glitter bomb.
Yes. Matthew, you weren't there the other day. We were talking about there's this place where you can send nasty gifts to people you hate, basically. Like it's a website. Mm. And you can literally send parcels of shit. Or you can send T-shirts that would say where you can personalise it with a name. Like I could send you a T-shirt anonymously that says, hi, my name's Matthew and I'm a piece of shit.
Mm.
Can you imagine?
Right.
And glitter bombs, glitter cannons, this sort of stuff.
Who's supplying all the shit?
Exactly. And I said to Simon, I said, surely it's not real, but on the website it says it is. I'm assuming. I mean, that's a biohazard.
I'm picturing, in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where there's the scene with the geese that are just laying all of these eggs and
yes.
You know, and then there's the good eggs and the bad
yes.
eggs because they're looking for the golden egg or whatever it is.
Yeah, the goose.
So I just imagine like a factory full of people shitting and then they just collect that into boxes and then post it out.
It's
got to be a warehouse somewhere, you know?
I mean, anyone with a big dog can help you out there.
I believe they said on the website that it was human poo.
They sort of insinuated.
What's the name of the website? Yeah, Matthew, can you look it up, mate?
Yeah, I wish I could remember.
Is it a bad gift emporium?
No, but that might get you somewhere.
Inappropriate gift?
Inappropriate
code?
Gift. No, it was like... Oh,
we spoke about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Surely they can't be. But it was American. And as my mum always says, they're all mad.
Call.
Is there someone that you would like to send a present to that we could maybe get Matthew to fire one off today and we'll see what the response is and then report back on the podcast? Like, is there a politician or is there like a...
That's a good idea. You know how they... Well,
like, it's never going to get to them, though, is it?
Yeah, it goes to their office. But then, you know what?
But it's only some poor...
Receptionist.
Cool receptionist yeah. that's going to cop a bit of poo.
Then we're just creating a drama for, you know, Peter Dutton's receptionist.
Yeah. You don't get done cool. for being, like, the Unabomber.
No, exactly. I don't want to send a biohazard to somebody. That's
yeah,
gross.
Okay.
No, a glitter bomb. Bad. A glitter bomb's fun.
Yeah, or a fart bomb.
I'm always dubious of men who carry on about their mental ex-wives. That's, I'm sure I've said this before, that's my number one turn off now. If ever I meet a man who starts talking about his ex being crazy, I'm like, okay, see ya.
No, I understand that. But what if they, and there
I'm
are.
I'm sure some of them are crazy.
There are some crazy. There's some crazy men, there's some crazy.
Yes.
So like, what would someone say if their ex-partner now was not stable?
I just
and
think,
they were doing things like stabbing walls and stuff. And they went, oh, I reckon I'm out of here.
I just think, you know, it's probably ideal to wait a while before you bring it up.
Just don't bring it up.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up.
You know, when you, as soon as you meet someone and they start just whining on about their crazy ex.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. Red flag.
And anyone that you're dating who is talking about their ex.
Yes.
In any kind of way, whether it's.
Yeah.
Any positive or negative way, it's not good because it means that there's still some kind of connection there, right?
Yeah. They're obsessive in some way. So, yeah. Like, yeah, nah, bail.
Is it common for people to be talking about the crazy ex when you're dating?
Yeah, it's not uncommon.
Yeah. Do you think you've been labelled the crazy ex?
Yes. When you meet someone and they're raving on about their crazy ex, it would be very easy for you to be their next crazy ex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
I think people can develop a habit of just calling everyone, all of their exes, crazy.
Yeah.
They must be crazy.
I don't think I've had a crazy ex. Like, as in not a, you know, not just to make it up for the sake of story, but I don't think I've ever had a crazy.
No.
Like,
no.
What I could describe as like, you know how you've said you've had the lizard guy?
He wasn't crazy.
No, but well, he does sound a little bit like.
No, he was eccentric and I liked it.
But the lizard.
Yeah, she's like pet lizard, Juliet.
The main. But you know, that's what I picture as kind of crazy. You know, like, I have no stories like that where someone, like
I like eccentric people, so.
If I dated a lady with a lizard.
A pet lizard?
No. Oh, mate, can you imagine?
I don't have to imagine. I've seen it.
But that, yeah.
Yeah.
That to me is crazy.
Why? No, that's not crazy.
Because that's in a tank. The way that you described it, isn't it in like a little glass tank?
It wasn't little. It was
good size for the lizard.
Good size for the lizard. Plenty of room
with a
to stretch.
Light. I'm guessing there's a light on it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You got to keep warm because they're cold blooded.
Oh, mate.
And
how old's this guy?
40.
Yeah, nah, mate. I'm sorry. That's got a tinge of crazy to it.
Nah.
I don't. A lizard for a grown man?
Yeah, I mean, I like people who like pets.
A lizard should be outdoors.
No, it's a special pet kind of lizard. It wasn't a blue tongue. Come on.
What,
he was cool. He was my favourite.
Sorry, Matt, can we Google special pet type
Don Don's
lizard?
Had a pet
I'm with
lizard.
Michelle on this one. I reckon people have lizards.
Don Don's had a pet lizard. Her little baby Joseph had a pet lizard for a while. And then they gave it to another family, so it's still alive. I can't remember its name now. But they had a beautiful big...
We had a family friend that had snakes.
Yeah.
That's in a weird territory as well.
Yeah,
for me.
We had... When I was a kid, my parents had a friend who had pet snakes, and, like, some of them were illegal. And his name was Flung. Oh, God, my dad's friends when we were kids. And, snake guys. Yeah, I'm not into... Wouldn't be into a snake guy.
Well, they said to... Mitch is his name. He said to me, we had to get rid of the snake. Because it started lying down next to it. Because they used to let it out.
Yes, yes.
It used to start lying down next to them to size them
sizing
up.
Sizing them up.
To see if it could eat them.
I've heard
that. And I thought,
that.
What the fuck is that?
Is that true?
Can you imagine lying there watching like Family Feud or something?
I know. And
then
you're
the
like,
snake's just like looking at you like.
Oh, yeah. Oi, I think Sox is lining me up.
Sox.
Like, Soxy. Sox, what are you doing?
What an evil little fuck. You've
Sox.
Been feeding him
That's
mice.
What I mean. If you're feeding it enough,
and you're looking after it and giving it a home, and then it's thinking, oh, I could fucking eat this guy.
And you're cuddling it and all that. You're petting it, rubbing its chin. You're going, Soxy, what are you doing? Soxy.
He's thinking, I'm going to get you one day.
Is it?
Well, isn't it? His little brain must be thinking that. Like,
that's what I mean, I'm such a pet idiot that I'm like,
your time.
Nah, surely not. It loves you. Doesn't it love you? And... If you're feeding it enough, if it's never hungry, would it do that? I don't know. I'd love to hear from someone who keeps snakes. Because I know a lot of people do keep pythons. What about, you know, when you hear that, oh, the python got out And people are like wandering around the neighborhood looking for their python. Yeah. I'm like, oh, mate.
Yeah.
I hope your python doesn't meet my shovel.
Yeah, totally.
Because not that I just would be really scared if I saw a python. Firstly, I'd be scared if it saw my cats. If it attacked my cats, mate.
Well, you're chopping his head off. Yeah, of course.
I might chop his head off. And yeah. I'm so sorry to say that, but he can't he can't eat
makes
my
sense.
Cats.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to say that to the snake lovers listening, because I understand the love of pets.
Mm.
But if you're...
Not crazy, you know, you don't want to describe it as crazy, eccentric, but like, is that the level of... has there been other levels of strange that you've dated?
Oh, much worse.
Than Lizard Man.
Oh, mate. On the phone crying to me a lot? Yeah, the crier was the worst. And interestingly,
but hang on, are we encouraging men to express their emotions these days? Maybe he was just embracing the sharing.
The crier.
What was it about? What was he crying about?
God, everything. And the crier was the one who was always telling me his ex was crazy. This is the interesting thing about the crier. So, yeah, he was obviously...
He was the crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So I learnt a very hard lesson there. Like, yeah, no, that's not... I thought... Oh, this is an emotional person. This is interesting. This is like a person who's really in touch with their emotions. No, just mental.
If you have a secret and you want to share it on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. We will see you next Thursday.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.